Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Robin McKean, and all the hosts for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics right here on Blog Talk Radio. Terry and Robin's Power Hour, a show where we create our own reality. Thanks for joining us. So pull up a chair and enjoy the adventure. And now, here's Terry and Robin.
Everybody, good afternoon, good morning, good wherever in the world you are. This is Reverend Terry Power, and you are listening to the Power Hours with Terry and Robin. That's right, I am joined, as always, by my high priestess, my love, my partner, my lady, my best friend, my wife, Robin. How you doing over there?
I'm doing very well this evening.
Very
the
cool.
The snow outside is bumming me out. We are now working on about 3.5 weeks since we have seen the sun here in central Pennsylvania. And it's beginning to get to me, I think, just a little. I'm getting a little bit stir crazy.
Yeah, well, the sun teased us a little bit over here in the eastern part of the state, but it was more of a tease. It was a hi, remember me, bye bye, and the clouds came back in again, and it flurried some more. Mercifully, all we got was pretty much flurries over here. Didn't even affect the roads. So, windshield wipers when I left work, and that was pretty much it.
Yeah, they were out salting and scraping the roads, and it's still snowing here. I don't know. We didn't really get a lot of accumulation, but it's just been really slippery and icy kind of snow. So.
Yeah. I understand. So tonight we are celebrating Imbolc. And, you know, with the talking about the snow and the weather, it seems so appropriate to be celebrating Imbolc tonight. But the days are actually noticeably longer. You know, we're getting to that time where, you know, I get off work and it's not totally dark anymore. You know, at 5 o'clock, I can actually see. I walk to my car, and. It's kind of nice. And, over the weekend, letting the little girl go out and play, and she could be in at a later time because you can still see. And I was thinking about that today, how much I'm enjoying the longer days again. Now, granted, the cool, some of the colder days are ahead still. But, you know, that promise of new light. It's noticeable, and tonight it's an appropriate celebration. It's appropriate for us to remember what it is we're celebrating, that returning of the light. Now, what are your thoughts on Imbolc and what's going on right now?
Yeah, well, to me, Imbolc is, you know, it's a fire festival, and it's always, for me, in my tradition, sort of the first big fire of the year. We do a lot of scrying into the fire, calling of fire drakes, asking for, you know, blessings on what our plans are for the coming year, or ask for strength. You know, it's a cleansing and a new beginning for a lot of things. Imbolc is actually the anniversary of me discovering what I actually was, my entering formally into knowing that I was interested in practicing the craft and being pagan. I wouldn't say now that I'm Wiccan, but at that time, the best way I could describe it was, you know, what I read about Wicca and finding out that I was Wiccan. So Imbolc is my anniversary of becoming a witch, formally. Prior to that, I mean, since I was a little girl, you know, I was always the oak tree in our front yard was my best friend. So I already had leanings, but that was the formal moment when I realized this was what I was, and it just happened to be February 2nd, Groundhog Day. So it was, you know, it was Imbolc. So here I am, 20 something years later.
Yeah. Well, you know, I find this time of year is just kind of a magical time anyway. And speaking of February 2nd, yeah, that's kind of an interesting point is, you know, we were talking about Thursday night coming up, and I know we normally talk about, you know, Thursday night show at the end, but this kind of applies, it being the actual day of Imbolc. We're going to talk about, you know, it's our open topic night. We don't have a guest. We always set aside that first Thursday night of the month for us to stretch ourselves to grab whatever topic we're interested in. And we've already decided that Imbolc and divination and those sorts of topics are what we're going to be talking about on the actual day of Imbolc. And now, you know, I'm reminded that we should also be celebrating your anniversary in the craft. So that's very cool.
Uh-huh.
And a very exciting time of year. So we do want to invite everyone to tune in Thursday night while we discuss Imbolc, divination, and all things in that regard. And to a certain degree, I guess, all things fire-related. So I guess without much further ado, are you about ready to get the ritual started? And
yeah,
all of our rituals
sure.
are here. So let's go ahead and get everyone in here. Of course, we're joined by our Tuesday night coven. We've got Niv. And we've got Shira and Vega. Hi, everybody. How you doing?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello, guys.
Hey.
Hey. And happy Imbolc.
Happy Imbolc to you as well.
Let's see. Is everyone ready? Let's go ahead and get started, and we'll get together after the song, after the ritual and the song, and then we'll all get together and chit-chat after. Does that sound good to you guys?
Sounds good.
Sounds fabulous.
All righty. My lady, would you take us in, please?
Mm-hmm. I'd like everyone to take a nice, deep breath. And as you exhale, relax. Let all the stress of your day drain away and be present and ready for a journey. One more breath in and out.
Become aware of the people around you, both physical and in other places around the globe. We've come together tonight in spirit to celebrate the turning of the wheel at Imbolc. As the light returns and brings with it the promise of spring. Focus and become aware of the opening of your crown chakra. See the beautiful blue-white light of the universe being pulled in through the top of your head, through your crown. And we're going to focus and open each of our chakras one by one, filling ourselves with the light of the universe and feeling it as it spills out into the world. Feel the pressure at your third eye and open your third eye chakra. Now open your throat chakra. Feel the light of the universe filling you. Open your heart. Open your solar plexus. Open your second chakra. Feel the light of the universe filling your head and your body. Pressure building against your root chakra. Feel that until it's almost bursting out of you, and then open your root chakra. Feel the light of the universe spilling down into your legs, washing back up and down your arms. Feel it in your feet and your toes. Feel it in your hands. Raise your hands out in front of you, palms extended. Open your palm chakras and see the light of the universe beaming out from your palms. See it connecting with all the others across this circle, across the globe. Everyone listening to the sound of my voice, be aware that we are creating a web of light, a prism that surrounds and protects this space and time. We are now in a time between the realms, a world of its own, created by the we, who are connected here by the light of the universe together tonight as we honor our God. I cast the circle of ancient lore.
Waves upon a timeless shore.
It has no beginning nor an end.
It knows neither foe nor friend.
Ouroboros of legends old.
Rings of power forged of gold.
A ring around a silvery moon.
I cast you now, O ancient rune.
We call upon the spirits of the East, O element of air. We invite you to join us this night as we celebrate Imbolc, a time to welcome the promise of new beginnings and the coming of spring. As your winds turn the wheel, may we be blessed with the gifts of intuition and inspiration as we look forward to the increasing light. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Spirits of the South, O element of fire, we call upon you and invite you to join us this night as we celebrate Imbolc. As the wheel turns and the sun begins to gain power, may we be blessed by the promise of warmth and light to provide us with a renewed passion and energy to move forward along our path. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome. Spirits of the West, O element of water, we call upon you and ask you to join us this night as we celebrate Imbolc. As the wheel turns, may your rains cleanse us and nourish us with the promise of renewed life in the spring to come. Bless us with your gifts of strength and intuition to go into the season with a refreshed sense of purpose. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Spirits of the North, O element of Earth, we call upon you and ask you to join us as we celebrate in bulk. As the wheel turns once again, we acknowledge the return of the growing green and the coming spring. Bless us with your gifts of prosperity and abundance as we walk our path upon the fertile soil that you provide for us. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
And welcome.
Beloved ancestors, those who have gone before, we ask your guidance and your aid this night and at all times. Join us tonight. Guide us in this ritual as we call upon the light and look forward to the promise of warmer nights and much longer days. Join with us as we celebrate the love of family and the gifts of traditions that you have forged for us. Beloved ones, with love and with respect, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
God, Prince of the Dawn, we bid you join us here and now. Give us a little of your time as you walk through the world growing and learning again. Join us as we honor your turning of the wheel. You are the prince of boundless energy, burning brilliant and bright. Grant us the faith and courage to go forth and learn anew as you do. Embolden us to embrace the coming changes. Show us a clear path forwards over the bridge to a place of joy and strength, a place bathed in your love. Help us to see far and to make plans. Do the necessary work to make our dreams come true. Join us, God, as we honor you in this sacred festival. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail,
hail and welcome. O great goddess, maiden of the light, we bid you join us here and now. Grant us the gift of your presence, we pray. Join us as we honor you and your turning of the wheel. You are the maiden of light, walking through the world, casting away the shadows before you and making way for the return of the light. It is you who prepares the world to reignite in beauty. Embolden us as we embrace the coming changes. Show us a clear path forward over the bridge, to a place of joy and strength, to a place bathed in your love and light. Join us, Light Goddess, as we honor you in this sacred festival, and we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
And welcome.
Tonight we were
Tonight we celebrate the returning of the light at Imbolc.
At Imbolc, we embrace the return of the light, embrace the joy of our lives, and celebrate it with our families and friends, knowing the seeds we plant now will bloom beautifully come spring. So, smile warmly and often, even at people we don't know. Practice random acts of kindness and spread the love into the world wherever you go. Imbolc is a time to reach out once again to people and re-enter our communities. The solitude and introspection of winter is coming to an end. Time to let go of what once was. A time to look forward to what will be. Perhaps a good time to plan your garden. Now is the time to lay stone foundations for new bridges, bridges to new paths forward, to take what has been learned, what has made you better, stronger, and shed new light on the path and follow it forward. A time to allow the God and Goddess to guide you to your own rebirth of a stronger, better you yet to come. So mote it be.
So mote it
be. So mote it be.
Okay.
Tonight, we will participate in a guided meditation. And it won't be me. We'll experience the joy and the beauty of the Holy Ones. We will seek to bring increasingly more light and brightness into our lives. We'll experience the presence of the Holy Ones and feel filled with their divine light.
Take a deep breath in and let it out. Deep breath in and let it out. A third breath in and let it out. Find a comfortable position and close your eyes. Listen to the rhythms of your body. And as you listen, you begin to feel as if you are floating. Float and relax in this feeling. Enjoy the sensation. Revel. Slowly become aware of a circle of benches where you are seated with others. A compass is in the center of the circle. 8 paths disappear into the trees surrounding this clearing. Tonight, we take the northeastern path. As you walk, feel the crunch of the accumulated leaves and grass beneath your feet. Feel the crisp in the air. Snow is still on the ground, but grass is beginning to poke up through it. Hear the animals rustling in the snow. Pass in through the trees. After a time, the path curves and you see a stone bridge crossing a rapidly moving creek. Step up onto the bridge and stop at the top. Look down into the creek, see the water flowing and crashing, splashing up and misting and freezing on the edges. Take a moment and understand the presence of the goddess. And now on the railing of the bridge, see all of your burdens materialize one by one. Every fear, every doubt, every resentment, anything that is holding you back from opening yourself to the presence of the divine, see them one by one by one appear on the rail of the bridge. You may see them as packages, bundles in brown paper. You may see them simply as rocks or bricks piling up. Whatever it is that means burden and weighty cares, see them, watch them one by one materialize. There may even be more burdens there than you realize. When you are sure that all of the burdens have been pulled away and laid on that rail, push them in. See them splash See the water surround them. See the goddess sweep them away, washing them downstream. They are the goddess's burdens now. She will deal with them for a time. Some she may return to us because some things have to be dealt with. But now, in this moment, you are free. You are open and ready to meet with the God and the goddess. Cross over the bridge now and enter the realms of the Holy Ones. The path you're following passes into the forest. You can feel the closeness of nature around you. Smell the crispness, smell the winter, the pine in the air. The path curves slightly to the left now. The trees part and it opens up in a town. You see children playing in the fields surrounding the town, brushing snow away from the ground. One of them calls to you, and you realize that you are a child now as well, your body transformed. Again, the child calls to you to join the play. You are told that you are searching for the first bloom of the year. Snow lilies are about to bloom. Give yourself. Give in to the play and the fun. Search for the other children as they rush, laugh, and search through the snow for that first bloom that signals the coming springtime, that signals the return of life. As you search, all of the children are laughing, and you find that you are as well, as you find that inner child within yourself again. Share in the joy of simply living. Remember this feeling. Embrace it. As you continue to search, you're scraping at the snow. And in your hand, you see a white bloom as it pops up and pops right into your hand. You call out in your joy and excitement. The other kids rush in to see it also. Everyone is clapping and laughing. The child that called you hugs you and tells you that since you found the first bloom, you may ask a boon, a favor. You ask who will grant this favor. The child simply motions you to follow. All of the children surround you and you're kind of rushed into the town. You see a small house on the edge of town with an open door. In front of the fireplace, just inside the house, you see a boy and a girl wearing crowns that look like gold and silver candles. After a moment, you begin to realize that the flames from those candles are real. They burn, and yet they do not harm the children who wear them. You also notice the eyes of these children and realize that they are immensely old. They are, in fact, the god and goddess in their young hero and maiden forms. They gesture you to sit near them on the hearth, and you are asked what favor you ask of them. Ask your favor, and they bid you to gaze into the fire. with a wave, the fire begins to pop and burst upward. You see, it's almost alive. And all of the stories of salamanders come to your mind as you watch the wriggling of the flames. In those flames, now you begin to see symbols. You begin to understand a message. You are being given a message about the year to come. Watch the flames. Embrace the message. The goddess touches you gently on your shoulder and draws your attention. You are turned with your back toward the fire now. Feel its warmth, its comfort. You sit for a time with the young hero and the maiden. They ask you what you saw. You sit now and discuss your vision in the fire and the favor you would ask. Listen to their advice. Truly listen. The message may come in words. It may come in symbols. It may come as a simple knowing. It may be clear now, or it may be something that demands greater attention and meditation later. However the message comes, listen. The god turns now, pulls the lid off of the basket sitting beside the hearth, reaches in and pulls out a gift, an object that is for you. This object is something that has either recently come to you or will come to you in the near future. But it applies to your message and to your favor and to the guidance they have given you. Accept the gift and thank them both for their wisdom, for their guidance, and for their gift. The child that led you now calls you from the door. You turn back to the god and goddess and smile. They hug you and gesture you toward the door. You are led back to the edge of town. The child smiles and waves as you enter the forest. Back across the bridge, along the path, and back to the circle with the compass in the center. It is now time to return to your body. And on the count of three, you will be back in your body, sitting in your room. One, you feel yourself getting heavier. You feel the weight and gravity around you. Two, you ease in, sliding back into your skin like it's a suit. Move your shoulders around and stretch. Feel your toes and your fingers. Settle back in. And three, you are fully returned in your body, in your room, here listening to my voice.
goddess, god, ancestors, and elemental beings of light. We have been blessed with your wisdom and guidance, messages, gifts granted, and bridges built to new places in our hearts and minds. We are grateful for all these and more. We ask that you continue to guide us towards seeking our personal truths and look upon us with kind eyes. May we always see and feel the warmth of your fire. In our light, in your light, and in our lives, and hear your song in our hearts. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
Goddess, Maiden of the Light, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and at all times. We offer you our love and our respect, and we bid you hail. And farewell.
Hail.
Hail.
Farewell.
Farewell.
God, Prince of Light, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and at all times. We offer you our love and our respect. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail.
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 Farewell.
And farewell.
Beloved ones, we thank you for being with us, aiding us in this celebration of light and joy. Please continue to work in our lives and guide us. Help us to listen. For we know you are forever with us. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail,
hail,
and
hail,
farewell.
Farewell.
Spirits of the North, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night. Thank you for your gifts and your powers. Stay if you will, go if you must. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail,
hail
and
farewell.
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 Spirits of the West, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and always. Thank you for your gifts you have bestowed upon us this night. Stay if you will, go if you must. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail,
hail.
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 And farewell.
Farewell.
Spirits of the South, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and always. Thank you for your gifts and powers. Stay if you will, but go if you must. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail,
hail
and farewell.
Farewell.
And farewell.
Spirits of the East, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and always. Thank you for the gifts you have bestowed upon us. Stay if you will, go if you must. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail.
Hail,
and
farewell.
The circle is open, but never broken. Merry meet, merry part, and merry shall we meet again. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
All right. Thank you, everyone. Amazing ritual tonight. All right, while we take a few moments to ground and collect ourselves, as is our custom, we're going to listen to a song. And tonight, I managed to find a song that I think is particularly appropriate to the evening, a song by Emerald Rose called Fire in the Head. Everybody stick around. We'll be back in just a few minutes to talk about the ritual. Fire in the Head by Emerald Rose.
fire in the head of a sword that's sharp. Fire in the head of my drop in the ocean, a shield and a battle and a string and a harp. Fire in the head of my eagle soaring. Fire in the head of my spoken word. Fire in the head of my sword and pouring a grain of wheat and a cauldron stirred. Fire in the head. Hinting, wrapped in bullskin, banging a drum. Wee Jack's looking, one eye squinting, hopping on one leg, sucking his thumb. The black stout chasing me round the oak tree, humming a tune that I must learn. The black stout's gonna be so woe me, but oh, her cauldron spits and burns. Fire in the head of my flame in motion, fire in the head of my sword that's sharp, fire in the head of my drop in the ocean, a shield in battle and a string and a harp. Fire in the head of an eagle soaring, fire in the head of my spoken word, fire in the head of my sword and pouring a grain of wheat and a cauldron stirred. Fire in the head. Bells are ringing, rides to the door and disappears. Mad May's laughing, asking, singing, does anyone have you that here? Raven sat in a creek and pondered, while the alder tree gets strong. Raven's head flew up and wandered, singing stories and telling songs. Fire in the head of a flame in motion, fire in the head of a sword that's sharp. Fire in the head of a drop in the ocean, a shield and battle and a string and a harp. Fire in the head of an eagle soaring, fire in the head of a spoken word. Fire in the head of a sword and pouring a grain of wheat and a cauldron stirred. Fire in the head.
International Pagan Radio, a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week streaming radio station. We have informative Facebook page, interactive Facebook group, absorbing interviews with musicians, engaging shows with excellent hosts, and dynamic interviews with spiritual leaders. Come join us. We have the very best pagan music from around the world. We feature artists such as Dave the Bard, S.J. Tucker, Murphy's Midnight Rounders, Elaine Silver, Izon, Brian Hinkey, Robin Renee, Fawn, and so many more, all available for your listening pleasure 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We are also available on TuneIn Radio, so go to www.internationalpaganradio.com. It's all pagan, all the time.
Listening to Terry and Robin on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. We're glad you're here. And now, back to the show.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Reverend Terry Power. You are listening to the Power Hours with Terry and Robin. How are you doing, Robin?
Hi, I'm doing good.
All right. So those of us, those that have been with us, we just concluded our on-air in-bulk ritual, and that took a few minutes to ground and collect ourselves. And now, as is our custom, we're going to get the ritualists to join the conversation, and we're going to talk a little bit about our experiences tonight. And we're going to go ahead and start with Vega.
Good evening.
Hi, how's it going?
Very well, thanks. A little tired today, but I think I made it through most of the ritual without falling asleep.
Well, that's good. That's encouraging, I guess.
I think I just got a permission to rest and kind of regroup myself for the coming year. I've got a lot that I need to accomplish, and it's going to take some energy to do it. And after about 2 months that we've gone through of severe colds and illness and what have you, and a few stressful moments, it's time to rest and get ready for the work to come.
All right, fair enough. I think we all need to remember that we have to, we have to take care of ourselves to be able to take care of others.
Absolutely.
And, you know, if we give and give and give and don't take care of ourselves, then we got nothing left to give, and we can't be there for others when they need us. So that is excellent that you're giving yourself, and you've received kind of that encouragement to take a pause and, restore yourself.
Yeah. That's kind of how I felt coming out of that.
Excellent. Okay, well, Sheila, what about you?
Well, there was a couple things that were different this ritual. On the bridge, the goddess was actually sitting on the railing of the bridge, taking the burdens from me and chucking them in the water for me. here, let me help you. And as the child, I started out on the swing, which was kind of interesting, and watching the others and then moving along. When I was looking in the fire, all I could see was a pathway. And the gift was an empty bag. It was like an empty pouch. So I kind of think somewhere along the way, I'm supposed to take that pouch and fill it up along the path.
Interesting.
So I'll have to give that one some thought.
Sounds almost like you need to hang it on a stick and get a little dog to walk with you and start on the path.
Yeah, it might be a little cat. I don't think the cat would allow me to have a little dog. Maybe it's the fool's journey. I don't know. Maybe it's the start of the fool's journey, and I get to be the fool. I get to start out on
it. We all do. We all do from time to time. So, yeah, that was what I thought of when you said the bag.
When you said that, yeah.
That's what I was talking about on the stick.
Yeah.
Is I saw the fool card.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so that was interesting. It was quite a bit different this evening.
Okay,
so definitely
something
to think about. Yeah.
Well, there you definitely got that.
Yeah.
Inez, what about you?
We know the gods and the goddess have sense of humor, right? This reverts, and I know exactly what this means. I was handed 3 books. Robin, you know what I'm going to say. Each book had a T, one had an H, and one had an E on it. And I knew exactly what it meant. Robin, think about it. You know what it means.
I do.
And sure you do. The book, but I had three of them. And I also received a beautiful piece of blue glass. But I don't know what that means, so we'll have to do some research on that as well. But the blue was just absolutely royal. But yeah, the books sort of, I thought, boy, that's a kick right there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought it was sort of funny. I thought, okay, I got it. There's not just one.
Good for you.
All right. Okay, Robin, what about you? What did you take away from tonight?
I definitely got the message re-energizing of taking the energy. The message I got from the fire was to take my energy from the fire. The combustion of fire is boundless energy. There is no end to the amount of energy that you can channel from a fire. And that I need to remember that there is a reservoir, there is a source of energy, and to avail myself of it and not be so drained and tired all the time.
Okay.
For real.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, the part that was most meaningful to me tonight was the playing in the snow and reminding me that I need to remember to play. And to lighten up occasionally. There's been a lot going on in the last few months, and I think maybe I have forgotten a little bit to play. And that was the biggest part of my message tonight, was to play. To remember the child and the child within me and the children in our lives and play again. So I'm not quite sure how I'm going to apply that, but I've got some ideas. So, wow, a lot of very different experiences for one guided meditation. That's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what makes us.
Well, again, thanks to everyone for being here. The consistency and the stability of our ongoing work together definitely deepens the experience for me. And I greatly appreciate all of you for being here. So thank you.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Yeah, great ritual.
Yeah.
Agreed.
It was.
Time for cookies and that.
So, Robin, did you have anything that you wanted to say before we get into the business of the end of the evening?
Not really, other than to just thank everybody for coming, as always, and participating and giving us their time, and also hoping very much that the people who are listening to this either live this evening or, you know, who download it at a later time actually, you know, have an experience. And when they do have an experience or they do have any questions about the ritual, so please send us an email.
Absolutely. And, well, now that you've mentioned that, what is the email address that they would send that to?
See how I did that?
No. Yeah. That's professional radio stuff, guys. You just keep...
If you'd like to send Terry and myself an email, Or if you wanted, if you have a question for any of the ritual participants, feel free to send an email to littlestonebridge@gmail.com, and either Terry or myself will answer it, or we will pass the question along to either Niv or Vega or Shira, and get their response and send it back to you from littlestonebridge@gmail.com. Now, also, please, when you send an email, put something in the subject that will catch our eye, because we get hundreds, literally hundreds of emails every day at that email address. And unless we see a subject that says, you know, question about the show or workshop inquiry or, you know, counseling request, something like that, that we're going to see that requires a response, and it's not just somebody trying to sell us something or some other junk mail. Yeah. You know, let us know. So, again, littlestonebridge@gmail.com, or you can find myself and Terry on Facebook. And Terry's Facebook is Rev, R-E-V, Terry Power, H-P, and that's his Facebook page. That's his public page. You can also find me on my Facebook page, which is Robin A. McKean. You can also find us on our Little Stonebridge Pathworkings Facebook page. And I think that's it.
All right. Yeah, there is a Spiritual Unity Radio Network Facebook page as well. So,
yep, that's right.
A couple of programming notes. As was mentioned at the top of the show, I'm going to remind everybody now, two nights from now, on Thursday, the 2nd of February, actually on Imbolc, Robin and I will be talking about Imbolc and divination, probably more about divination, which is the topic we really wanted to dig into. And we're going to be talking about everything from scrying to more formal methods of divination, even maybe a little bit about omens. You want to tune in and hear that conversation. Let's see, a week from tonight is going to be our full moon ritual, and 2 weeks from tonight will be Valentine's Day, and we will be talking about love magic here on the Power Hours. And we've got some pretty exciting interviews coming up on the 9th of February. Under a shady tree, we will be talking with Bran Kerdoyan, a musician who's going to be appearing at Caldera Fest. And then on the 16th, we will be having a conversation with Ginger Doss. She will be returning to visit with us. She's a hoot.
Oh, yeah.
Really looking forward to hanging out with her under the shady tree. Yes, she is. Dynamo. That's some of the stuff that's coming up in February. Toward the end of February, we're going to be having maybe a night off and some travel. So stay tuned for information about that. And then March is looking like it's gearing up to be an interesting month as well, so stay tuned. Remember, on Sunday nights, we have an Emerging Forest with Alan Ritter. On Monday nights, we have Voice of Olympus with Hercules Invictus and Athena Victory. Tuesday night is, like tonight, the Power Hours. Wednesday night is the Economics and the Spiritual Path with Dax Axelrod. And Thursday nights, we round out the week with Robin and I returning to the air and hanging out with our guests under a shady tree. So 5 nights a week here at 9 o'clock on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. You can tune in, join us in the chat room, and participate. Come hang out with us. So, again, thanks, everyone, for being with us tonight. Thank you for your for your energies and for your presence. It's greatly appreciated.
Yeah, thank you all.
Thank you.
I have a wonderful Imbolc on Thursday.
Yep, you guys too.
Mm-hmm. All right, Robin, any final thoughts? I'm sorry, can you say again?
I said myself and our group will be a little bit late stragglers. We're going to be celebrating on Sunday.
Yeah, that's okay.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be glad to see them. We haven't seen our each other's face in a month or so. It's time.
Understood. All right, Robin, final words?
Yeah, I just wanted to say thank you for everybody who comes and listens every week. We so appreciate the people who tune in regularly. Tell your friends. Tell more people about us. We can always use more listeners. Also, we're interested in hearing from people in reference to topics for teachings. You know, Terry and I have done series on tarot, and now we're just finishing up the, how to do a ritual and the components of ritual. What other things are people hungry for that they'd like to know more about? We're open to input. So if you want to think about that and send us an email at littlestonebridge@gmail.com and let us know what your thoughts are.
Excellent. Thanks to all of our listeners. Thanks to our ritualist, and most appropriately, thanks to my love. Thank you for being in my life and helping me to be stronger. I love you.
Oh, I love you too, darling. Thank you for everything you do for me.
And with that, we will wish all of our listeners a week filled with love and with wonder. Good night, everyone, and blessed be.
Good night, blessed be.
Blessed be.
Good night, blessed be.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.